Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. Hello to you. Whenever you are listening to this program, I am glad you have taken this time to invest in yourself. And the purpose of this program is part of a bigger picture of making our lives these last 4 months of 2018 the best months of 2018 and building a firm foundation to launch from, to continue to take that fantasticness, that fabulousness, that joy, and your best life into 2019. I am Villa. I am a speaker, coach, and author, and you are on my program, Villa Speaks. It is with a heart full of gratitude and joy and happiness. I welcome you here, and I'm glad today, or at this time, that our paths have crossed. I am excited. We have a great coach today, Shar Smith, a mindful awakening coach. And one of the things that I was contemplating today as I was in my meditation time, just really thinking about how small the world has become. And I know Shar's on the line ready to go. Her and I don't know each other. She lives in Eastern Standard Time and I live in Pacific Standard Time. And we met on Instagram. But there is only one spirit, and there is only one. And when her and I both touch and operate in that field, that when we connected, though miles separate us, we are one. And I'm so thrilled to have her on this show. I'm going to also throw out her and I love what she talks about, so I want to get her on. But, Shar, I'm also letting you know that in December, I want you to come back, and I want you to do a double whammy. I want you on this show, Villa Speaks show, and then on my magical, mystical show, Manasseh Speaks, because I love that you talk about creating bliss and enhancing the quality of your life, and you and I can talk about the magic of cooking and how it does that. So without further ado, it is my great pleasure to bring on Shar Smith. She is a mindful awakening coach. And what I love what she says, she takes the math out of mindfulness practice and helps you nourish your soul with the present moment. Hello,
hi,
darling.
Everyone.
Are you here?
Yes, I am. Thank you so much for having me on today, Villa. Definitely, definitely a pleasure, and I'm so excited.
Well, I am so very glad. So I want you to know that I definitely want you to come back in December, partially because these shows are about making the best, these last 4 months, the best months. But in December, we're going to shift to the joy of living. What I love about you, and without making a judgment about someone, that if you're working with a coach and joy and bliss and happiness is not a part of the program, you're only getting a portion of what you need to live your best life. And so you and I talked about we love cooking. I mean, you have an AA in culinary, AS in culinary arts. So I definitely want to have you. So welcome, my dear, and let's get started. You are a mindful awakening coach. Tell us first of all how people can contact you, a part of your journey, and then what it is that you do.
Sure. So first off, the way that you can contact me is on Instagram. My pen handle is Bitten Desires. That's B as in boy, I, T as in Tom, T as in Tom, E as in elephant, N as in Nancy, and then Desires, D as in Delta, E as in elephant, Z as in zebra, I as in igloo, R, E as in elephant, S as in Sam. And that's the pen handle for Instagram as well as Facebook. So it's easy enough, you know, for you to go in and type that in, and I'll pop right up. The other way that you can reach me is by going to www.bittendesires.com, and then you also have access to me via email at takeabite@bittendesires.com. A little bit more about what I do. In a nutshell, I help goddesses bite into their desire to practice mindfulness and heal their emotional body. And basically what that consists of, or shall I say the benefits of doing that, is basically to help you build a solid foundation of mindfulness, to help you find clarity and direction within your sacred journey. Because a lot of times people are on a journey and don't realize they're on a journey. They just realize that a lot of things are starting to fall apart, quote-unquote, at once. and they're not quite sure what all of the transitions of change are about and things of that nature. And it's really just your sacred journey of you transcending to your higher, so your highest good for your life. Other benefits include healing your emotional body and tapping into your organic self. So being able to bite into your desires and unleash your inner strength and undeniable power. And then lastly, perhaps the most important or most fun part for me is being able to celebrate your rite of passage as you receive the energetic fruits and gifts of your labor as you go throughout your healing journey.
Wow. So you just dropped a whole bunch of information. I want everyone listening to take a deep breath. Let's just get centered because this is an amazing download of information. And so I definitely have to have you on Manasa Speaks as well for this. But
I'd love to.
So let's just have everyone take in a deep breath and let it go. Let's do two more. Just breathe in. So I want to unpack some of the things that you said. So yes,
okay.
Partially is that when people want to live their best lives, they know how to do things. So they want to set goals, and they have a flow chart, and they have books, and all those things. And all those things are good, but there are inner aspects that also need to be touched. You're talking about healing your emotional body. So let's talk.
Right.
Let's unpack what you mean by that, your emotional body.
Okay.
And and what I love is that I also use multiple modalities. So people say, oh, well, you're a mindful coach. You do meditations like there are, but that's not the end or the beginning. So I want you to talk about,
right.
Yes, that I knew a young man that really wanted to change his life. So he would go to sleep at night listening to like Zig Ziglar and, you know, those types of people. Tony Robbins, all these empowering people, but his life wasn't
mm-hmm.
changing because there was emotional aspects of his life that were just stopping all that information from getting past the surface. And so
right.
when you talk about healing your emotional body, if you can talk about that, and then let's talk about the modalities that you work with.
Sure. So with healing your emotional body, by that what I mean is taking the time to understand and gain emotional intelligence and well-being. So understanding what your triggers are, understanding what emotions or identifying those emotions so that you can understand, okay, why is it that I feel sad or why is it that I feel anger or is it anger that I actually feel? You see what I'm saying? So being able to pinpoint the actual emotion and then figure out why you feel that emotion unattached to what we call story. So there's story versus phenomenon. So story getting caught up in details and then phenomenon actually taking the situation for what it is, as it is, and not being attached to the details that are not significant to you and what you need to get out of it to grow. With me so far?
Yeah, so part of what I know that you're saying is that to move forward, I have to heal myself multidimensionally. I'm not just a physical person. I'm not just an intellectual person. And I also,
right.
If you can expand on that, I also talk about what you're saying is that the power to heal myself, I have the personal power, and I also have the personal responsibility. That even if
and
you work with
time.
The coach, you and I aren't doing something magical like, no,
right.
you're healed, right?
Right.
So if you could also talk
to.
About, okay, darling, go
right.
ahead.
That's what I was getting to. Everything, the coach is basically there to help support you throughout that transition or journey, however you want to label it. Different strokes for different folks, right? But the coach is basically
That's
there
right.
to guide you through that journey and help you basically break down the different elements of what's bothering you in a nutshell. You know, you can come to a coach and say, hey, you know, I'm really pissed off at my sister and she did X, Y, and Z to me, da-da-da-da-da. And as a coach, our job and our service to you is to help you unpack that situation in terms of What is it about this that occurred that bothers you, and how can you grow from it? There is, like you said, though, there's no magic potion, magic, thing that we can give you to give you a quick fix. There's work involved. As the client, as the person, seeking out the support, you do have to put in work. There isn't anything that we can press a button for and say, okay, you're fixed, you're done, good luck. You have to actually sit and put in the work, and that's part of gaining that emotional intelligence required to begin to heal your emotional body and get to the root of you and say, hey, what is it that's bothering me, and what out of this is significant to my growth? And then from there, okay, what is it that I need to move forward? How can this best benefit me and my best life, my best self? And a lot of times, that's mindset work. A lot of times that's actually identifying that something is there. A lot of people are not even aware that something is there, or, that it's something maybe from their childhood or something that they've sort of kind of locked away in their mind to forget and protect themselves from. Could be a number of different things, but that's what I mean by healing your emotional body, taking the time to identify the different things that are occurring or that have happened to you so that you're not stuck losing precious moments or precious time in the present moment.
And that's very good. I will share with you, I had a memory of an event that happened in my mm-hmm. family where there was a violence against a family member, but all mm-hmm. in my mind, all the adults just stood around and didn't get involved. So mm-hmm. I got this in therapy, and so I finally asked my mom, why didn't you guys do anything? She goes, what do you mean? Because to me, when I see that memory, and even now that I know something happened, there is no sound.
Right.
So there's no sound in the memory. Everyone's just standing around. My cousin gets hit by my uncle. And when she hits the plate, the window, I hear the thud, and then I hear what people did afterwards. But so for a long time, I thought it made me feel like I'm not supported or safe around my family, because in this memory, when my cousin was in need, no one was there. But then my mom's like, what do you mean? We were all yelling and screaming. So I take it that there was something, whatever was said, my mind just said, you don't need to hear that, or let's block it out. But again, once I was able to find out that, people were trying to do stuff, it brought me to a different place. There is safety. Then this was a situation, again, it wasn't how I remembered and how it happened weren't the same thing. There was a story and then what really happened.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And so, go ahead.
Go ahead.
No, because you talk about how you healed from childhood trauma. And so that something in my childhood that I hadn't even tagged in my mind, they weren't helping her, but that wasn't really what was happening.
Right. And so a lot of times when we get into our adult lives or, times that are past that particular moment, we try to recall, like you were saying, you were trying to recall what happened, even now that you physically know that other things transpired, the memory in and of itself, it's silent for you. You just have images of people standing around. And it's just a way of our inner child or our psyche trying to protect us. Sometimes when things are overwhelming to process, deal with on a spiritual, emotional level, then we tend to kind of block it out. And so that's another part of gaining emotional intelligence, where that work is required to go back over that history line and say, okay, well, what is it that I know for sure happened? And then for you filling in the blanks, you have to physically talk to your mom or another family member to figure out, what is it that I blocked out? You know what I mean? And then taking that and figuring out what the significance is for you. And for you, it was safety. It's all about safety. So trying to navigate what you need to feel safe in any type of relationship that you deal with going forward, be a family member, a romantic relationship, or just meeting new people. What do you need to feel safe, and what are your healthy boundaries to help you move forward? You see?
Very true. So let's talk. One of the things that I love so many things about you. You know, you and I are going to have to, I would like to talk to you more on a regular basis. So anyway, one of the things that you and I have in common that is a big part of when I do my coaching is that I want to encourage people to be. That, yes, I have some things for you to do. So right. And so you talk about slow down. And these are all almost anti-American traits, I want to say, that it's so ingrained in us as Americans. And for people who are listening around the world, you know, you can see, you know, someone was, we were talking, I was in a class where they said that in Americans, we look down on third world countries like, well, they don't have this, and they don't have this yet, but they also don't have heart attacks at the rates we do. They don't have suicide at the rates we do. They're not having the chronic health problems at the rates that we do because they know how to do these things. So talk about when you are coaching, telling people to slow down. Create their bliss. And then tell me about some of the modalities you use, Reiki, crystal healing, because I also do crystal magic. I love this. Chakra healing with food.
Mm-hmm. So to answer the first part of your question, when I'm working with clients and I'm coaching, it's not always easy to figure out what will best work for a client when they need to figure out how to slow down, because it's different for each person. You know, for me, myself, it could be time in the shower, right? Just taking that time to sit with the water and the way that it feels against my skin as it trickles down and imagining it washing away whatever is going on for that day or for that moment, right? For somebody else, it may be going earthing, taking their soles and putting the soles of their feet to the ground, to the earth, and feeling that energetic presence. And just being in the moment of being outside barefoot and understanding or experiencing every sense that is enlightened during that time. For somebody else, it could be listening to music. I mean, the possibilities are endless. And so when I'm coaching people, I literally hone in on what different things that they enjoy doing, even if it's a short list of two things. You know, we literally take those one or two things and we figure out how to create some type of mindful practice, 5 minutes or be it 30 minutes. I truly leave it up to the client because I want them to be comfortable above anything else.
And right, so I don't have to sit in the corner for an hour going that mindfulness. I've been trying to say that mindfulness can be fitted to what's beneficial to you, but that fun is such an important part of that, and that we've thrown that away as an adult, as adults.
Right. And so then moving towards the healing modalities that I use, I actually make dream catchers. And so I take the Reiki energy. I'm a Reiki master, certified Reiki master, and I take that the Reiki energy and channel it into the dream catchers that I make. And what that does is whenever I give someone a dream catcher, they hang it up above their bed. And for those of you that don't know, dream catchers basically work like this. So you hang it above your bed, you go to sleep, it traps the bad spirited dreams in the webbing of the dream catcher and only allows the good spirited dreams to come through. And so in the morning when the sun rises, the sun rays burn all of the bad spirited dreams in the webbing. And what it does is it allows you to begin to heal on a psychological level as you're sleeping. It begins to give you an opportunity to process things that you don't normally process in your waking state, but on a level where it's more calm and easier to digest versus trying to sort out any type of nightmares or being overwhelmed with whatever negative emotions that you're not dealing with in your waking state. It makes the dream state, the dream process, a lot easier to handle on your spirit, your mind, and your body as you're sleeping. And then for the chakra food healing, I actually haven't started that one yet, but basically what it is it's using the elements of food to help you heal the different chakras in your body based off of which chakra each food type aligns with.
Right. So if I want to heal my sacral chakra, I would eat something orange.
Right. I eventually go into a little bit deeper than that, but like I said, that particular portion.
Okay, so talk about it.
that particular portion hasn't been quite developed yet.
Okay.
Basically,
right.
Yeah. But basically,
well, we can talk about it on another show
of
mine.
I was going to say, I'm in the process of creating the program, and so by the time we meet
perfect.
Back in December, it should be ready to go.
Perfect. We'll talk about it then. So share a little bit about your journey. Why do you do this?
So my journey, goodness, where do I begin? My journey started, like most people, in childhood, to be quite honest with you. I experienced a lot of psychological and verbal abuse as a kid. I went through bullying in grade school only to go home and deal with it from a step-parent. That step-parent is no longer around, but it happened nonetheless. And so at my darkest hour, I was depressed. I almost, you know, fell 10th grade, I went to bed at night habitually praying to God for him to take my life. Like at my lowest and at my darkest hour, it was really, really, really bad. And I began to learn how to heal or learn about my ability to heal myself because of two things. So I worked in a call center because this was an issue for me for a big chunk of my life. But I was working in a call center a couple years back, so roughly about 5, maybe 6 years ago, and one of my coworkers gave me a book. It's called The Game of Life and How to Play It. And I think the author's name is Florence Shin, S-C-H-I-M-N, I believe is her last name. But anyway, the book basically talks about different scenarios in which we unknowingly manifest different things in our lives and how we truly do have the power and the insight to basically guide ourselves through different situations that may or may not be traumatic or that we may be struggling to understand. I mean, it really does cover a wide array of different things that someone who's new to the healing world or spiritual aspect of healing in terms of getting to know your inner self and understanding the way that universe is always conspiring for you and not against you, it would be a great resource to read. So one of my coworkers gave me the book, and I took it thinking nothing of it, and I started to read it. And from there, I was on YouTube searching, just trying to get more information and more understanding about how everything works. And I came across Wayne Dyer and his movie, The Shift. And I decided to sit down and watch the movie, just thinking, okay, this will be something else different or fun to watch on YouTube, no big deal, kill some time, whatever. And the movie The Shift ended up helping me to understand that I wasn't just experiencing some trauma or some horrible experience that I would have to live with for the rest of my life. I was at a point where I was literally transitioning and didn't realize that that was what was happening. And so in an effort to basically be the woman that I needed as a child, mindful awakening coach, because when I was younger, I was always hoping and looking for someone to teach me what I know now about mindfulness. Had I known what I know now back then, man, look here, leaps and bounds, like things would be so different. I mean, I probably still would have dealt with some of the same issues, but I don't think the trauma would have been as deep. But here and again, we can't dwell on what would have been because I wouldn't be where I am now. And so there's still something to celebrate in that story or in that transition, that experience. There's still something to celebrate because it's contributed to where I am and who I am now. I wouldn't have the levels of empathy that I have. I wouldn't have the compassion for other people that I have. I wouldn't be able to physically show and display unconditional love to people I have never met in my life. And it's not to say that anything is wrong with people who struggle to do that. It's just all about learning
where your boundaries are, what you need to grow, and then growing, allowing yourself to go through the growing pains and get there. So, yeah, that's parts of my journey. Something else that led to where I am now is basically a point where I could be okay with feeling, well, not okay, I could understand my feeling of abandonment. I didn't find my biological father until I got ready to graduate high school, which means that for all of my, well, most of my life up to the age of 17, 18, I had no idea or had even met any of my biological father's side of the family, grandparents, cousins, other siblings, I mean, the whole nine yards. And so I had to sit and really figure out what about that situation was bothering me. And it wasn't until I was at the same job where a coworker gave me that book that another coworker dealing with his own issues decided to tell me that he felt like I was trash. And in the moment, I responded. But when I went home, it still kind of sat with me, and I had to figure out, well, why the hell is this bothering me so bad? So after sitting with that emotion and that those thoughts and everything, I eventually began to understand this because I truly felt abandoned by my biological father. And I had sat and and put that together. It was just, okay, yeah, I've never known him, but, you know, whatever. But in my adult life, in my adult years, and having that situation where, you know, it was a negative experience with another coworker, but pivotal moment for me to be able to get to a place and say, okay, why is this bothering me so bad? Why does this matter to me so much? And this is a part of healing the emotional body, understanding or taking a situation that happened and understanding the significance of it for yourself, right? So for me, it was abandonment. I truly felt abandoned by my biological father, especially after finding out that, you know, he gave up his rights to me only to turn around to have two more kids and then adopt others. So it was just like, what was wrong with me type situation. And so being able to grow and understand and dig into that more and actually do the work to push through it and to understand the chronological events that occurred leading up to that. And so that's where I was talking to you earlier, Villa, about having to speak to family members to fill in those blanks because your mind blocks out different portions to protect yourself,
correct,
right?
Correct.
It really was a matter of trying to get that information and then apply it, understand what it meant for me and what I was feeling and how I would grow from it. And so now looking back on it, it's like, okay, I get it. I had to feel left behind so that I can understand what that feels like when I'm helping my clients. No, they may not have, it may not be in the same context of a biological father or another family member, but maybe they feel left behind in their life. Maybe they feel like they're not where they're supposed to be, or maybe they feel like they got behind by, you know, friends and family or whatever the case may be. You just never know. But in order for me to be in the capacity to meet someone where they are there in that space, I had to go through it.
Wow.
You know what I mean?
Wow.
So
we are so quickly running out of time. I want everyone, again, to take a deep breath. It's just going to get centered and allow that download to come in. Yes, the name of the book, You Are Right, The Game of Life and How to Play It. The author is Florence Shin, and you can find it on Amazon.com. Let's close out this time. I do want to say next, and what you're, I didn't, you know, how spirit puts things together. What you're talking about next week, my guest next week is Andrea Landry Brown, and she's going to talk about mental health, how to get whole and
awesome.
Help your mental health. So let's close this out again. Tell people how to contact you, and I thank you all for being here, and we'll see you next week. You can close out the show, Char.
All right, guys. Thank you so much for having me here. Again, you can contact me at bittendesires.com or use the panhandle bittendesires on Instagram and Facebook. Thank you again so much. I really enjoyed speaking with you guys today.
It was great having you here. Everyone, have a great week. I'll see you next week, Char. Thank you so much, and I'll be contacting you again. Namaste.
Oh, you're very welcome. Namaste.